The groundwork for Hudson Yards was set in motion in the 1980s, when the Metropolitan Transportation Authority created a yard for commuter trains on the west side. Its chairman at the time, Richard Ravitch, knew the site could be valuable one day. He had the tracks spaced far enough apart that columns could be installed to support a deck. A decade later, the property became the centerpiece for an ambitious plan by a young investor named Daniel L. Doctoroff to attract the 2012 Summer Olympics to New York. The rail yard could be covered and support an Olympic stadium, which could also be the new home for the New York Jets. While the city debated the merits of hosting the Olympics and the economic impact of a stadium, Mr. Doctoroff, who became a deputy mayor under Mr. Bloomberg, and other city planners moved ahead with the broader redevelopment of the West Side. The area was rezoned, making room for towering buildings, and Mr. Bloomberg committed to the city to expanding the subway when the MTA said it would not. There wasn't any genuine opposition to Hudson Yards at all, said Peter J. Kiernan, a lawyer who helped write a 2007 study on the city's finance plan for the subway extension. By the time New York lost the Olympics bid to London in 2005, the far west side was well along to becoming Hudson Yards. New apartment buildings were going up and subway construction was about to start. In 2008, Mr. Ross swooped in to pay $1 billion to the MTA to develop a project over the rail yards, salvaging a deal after the first place bidder backed out. Hudson Yards would not exist in its current form without significant government assistance, especially the expansion of the 7 Line, said Mr. Ravitch, who was initially skeptical of the city's plan to pay for the subway expansion. The MTA didn't have the money, and it wasn't a priority, Mr. Ravitch said last week. Thank God it turned out to be a great success. It was worth what the city did for it. Still, the fallout from the Amazon deal may be having an impact on how the city approaches mega projects in the future. Councilman Brad Lander of Brooklyn, a Democrat who is founder of the council's Progressive Caucus, said it was smart to expand the number 7 subway and create parks on the west side. But tax breaks for specific companies are a different story, said Mr. Lander, who was an opponent of the Amazon deal. We're giving away tax breaks without paying close attention to what's a good deal or not a good deal, he said.